So it's June, it's May 31st, not yet June. It's Ches Sivan, and it's Parshas Balosha. And Parshas Balosha is pathological. You see the fall of the Jewish people, and they're just so close to Eretz Yisrael and so close to utopia, and no exile, no suffering, no dark ages, no pandemics. It would just be a different world. And it all starts with a lot of complaining, and the complaining seems very, very odd because they're living in the desert, and they have man from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's delivered to their doorstep, and it's even more efficient than Amazon, and it tastes, according to Chazal, based on whatever they wanted. And you have to ask yourself, what was so terrible? What was so terrible about daily food delivered free to your doorstep? And then you hear their nostalgia for the fish in Mitzrayim, and you just go out of your mind. What could have been so tasty about those clearly inferior little fish they were eating, the sardines and cans that they could squirrel together as slaves, when compared to these great feasts in the Midbar? And as strange as it sounds, the answer is obvious. There's a difference between bread that you create and that you work at and that is your product, and freebies. And people like feeling fulfilled. And people like their own food and their own, not just food, but their own workmanship and their own productivity. And even if it's just some gutted out fish that they could squirrel together or gather together, it was still preferable, excuse the helicopters in the background, I'm right near an army base, it was still preferable to the man from Shemayim because it was theirs. And there's a Gemara in Brav Messiah that talks about someone who finds a lost item. And that's an item that may need some maintenance and some work and some toil. It's not just a gold coin that can be put away and saved for the owner, but it's an animal that needs to be fed, needs to be milked, needs to be worked with, needs to be cared for. And you think the finder is doing enough by securing the item. He should sell it off and maintain the value, and the value may depreciate. And the answer is, the Gemara says, no, you got to work at the Aveda. You have to work at the lost item and preserve its value as best you can, even with the risk of depreciation. Because people prefer their own handiwork. And this is a cow that the owner reared and cultivated and raised and attended to. And it's very precious to that person. And people like their product and their handiwork. And we're put into this world to work. And the harshness of our labor and sometimes the unredeeming nature of our labor, well, that's a curse. B'zeh sapecha tocha lechem post Eitz Hadas, post the curse of Adam. But working is part of whom we are as human beings. Le'avdel L'shamra, before any Onesh, before any Eitz Hadas, we were put into this earth to work. Hashem planted in the human psyche a desire to work and a need to work, and you feel fulfilled when you're creative, when you have a schedule, when you accomplish tasks. As Eov, written in Eov, Adam Le'amal Yulad, a person was born to work. And that's why even when we speak about Talmud Torah, we speak of it in terms of work and toil. Lasak midivrei Torah. Of course, the work and toil and effort of Torah has deeper religious connotations than just work in general, but it's inclusive of work in general. So their nostalgia in Balosha is real, because sometimes when you don't work, you feel out of sorts. You feel discombobulated. I think a lot of people are feeling that and sensing that during the quarantine. We're not at work, we don't have our jobs, we don't have our schedule, we don't have our routine, and we don't feel the same degree of self-fulfillment and self-esteem as we would otherwise feel. And I think it's a good lesson, both for post-corona life, whenever we're able to break out of this, is that we should value work on its own, not just as a stepping stool or platform to earn livings and to earn money into, but there should be meaning in our work, and we should take pride in our work, and we should find the content of our work. And some people have jobs in which it's easier, and some people have jobs in which it's harder, and some people felt it before the crisis, some people didn't, and this is a good opportunity to reorient and reboot our attitudes. And there is a bit of a culture of indolence in Western society, get away with as little work as possible, and aside from the issues of integrity and honesty, is also we should take pride in our work and in our fulfillment of tasks. And of course, even before the crisis is over and we're still living in quarantine, to find ways to be productive to have healthy work ethics and healthy schedules and find new areas to excel in and new skills and talents to adopt. And of course, those who hadn't the opportunity to study Torah, this is a really great opportunity to pick up Talmud Torah opportunities, but in general, to find new avenues to restore and to maintain our self-esteem, our productivity, and our work ethic.